And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app TrueConnect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of TrueConnect exclusively for Raider Nation.
You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal here back at the Intermountain Health Performance Center. And thank you for joining us for our final pre-NFL draft episode of Upon Further Review, brought to you by the good people at Coors Light. And yes, when this hits your pod feeds, it'll be Thursday afternoon, which means we are officially 1 week out from the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit. Your Las Vegas Raiders slated to select number 13 overall, and we got a lot to get to. We're going to share our draft plans in a little bit. We're going to get through some transactions and headlines because the players are back in the building, and we are feeling good. We are excited because, man, like I said, we are going into one of the most exciting weeks of the NFL calendar. Yes, week 1 through 18, those are the best 18 weeks on the NFL calendar. I get it. Next week is a close second. The drama, the intrigue, what's going to happen? Who's going to be available? Who's not going to be available? Do they trade up? Do they trade down? It is one of the best weeks that we have, certainly during the offseason, and I cannot wait to break it all down. We are also going to hang out with our friend Malcolm Kuntz. As I said, players are back in the building for phase one of the NFL offseason program, and Malcolm was good enough to come hang out and talk about a lot, man. Talk about his 2023 season, the 8 sacks, the career high, all the incredible things he did on the field, a quick look at his offseason and what we have to look forward to in 2024. But we will get to Malcolm in just a second because we have to pay some bills, and we begin with our transactions brought to you by Shift4 Payments. Just one transaction this week, but I think kind of an under-the-radar big transaction, important transaction, let's say. On April 15th, the silver and black signed guard Cody Whitehair. So a veteran lineman coming over from the Chicago Bears. And so you look at that just on the surface, a dude who has familiarity with Luke Getsy, a guy who really is going to have a deep understanding of what the Raiders offensive coordinator is going to want to do. And I think just an important, versatile veteran piece to a Raiders offensive line that we've talked about a lot, that from left tackle to center, you feel really, really good about. You feel really strong about. You're excited about what they're going to do. But certainly some questions on the right side of that line. But you look at Cody Whitehair, a dude who appeared in all 17 games last season for the Bears, made 11 starts. And you look at just the numbers from his career, a dude who has 124 appearances in the NFL, 118 starts, right? If you got north of 100 starts in the NFL, you're doing something right. So I think that it remains to be seen what kind of Cody Whitehair's role is going to be on this offensive line. Does he slot in as that right guard? Is he a depth piece? Is he kind of your de facto swing interior lineman, for lack of a better term? But at the end of the day, a dude who, as I said, really knows what Luke Getsy's about, is going to be able to be a great conduit to kind of sharing that message, and a guy that has played a ton of NFL football at a really high level. So just the only transaction this week, but again, I think one that was an important transaction and a big transaction for your 2024 Las Vegas Raiders. We transition into our headlines, and as I said, the players are back. Cue up the Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town, and man, we've talked about it a lot the past couple weeks. The players officially returned to the building this past Monday to start off the NFL offseason program there. And again, look, I think it's important to note, if you've been following the Raiders on social media, if you've been visiting us at Raiders.com or otherwise, guys aren't going to be on the field, right? We are still a ways away from that. But we have guys back in the building working out together, kind of a abbreviated, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of concise meetings, right? We're not going through the full, slate of time together in the meetings rooms, in the meeting rooms. But obviously, guys back here getting to work, and I think very, very exciting for us here in the building to feel the energy of these dudes coming back. So very, very excited that that is rocking and rolling. And the other benefit of guys being back in the building is that we get to hang out with them. We get to talk to them. So like we said, Malcolm Coons will stop by in just a few minutes to talk about all things Las Vegas Raiders 2024 and beyond. Real quick, though, before we get to Malcolm, just a reminder, we are now a week out from the NFL draft. The Raiders are going to select number 13 overall as of now. Will that be the case come Thursday? Who knows? We will see. But I think just another opportunity for us to hashtag shameless plug alert the Raiders NFL draft podcast. Bucky Brooks and Rhett Lewis doing an awesome job, really dominating their pod in season two of the Raiders NFL draft podcast. It has been such a blast for us to once again welcome them back into the Silver and Black Productions fold, to hang out with them, to hear their insight, to learn from them each and every week. And their most recent episode, which is live on the Raiders Podcast Network feeds right now, Bucky and Rhett really go in depth and do kind of a deep dive on what a full seven round mock draft would look like for the Silver and Black. And yes, they address the quarterback situation. But again, man, just big shout out to Bucky and Rhett, man. Those guys have been doing it all offseason. It's been a blast to kind of, just learn from them and get even better in 2024. And speaking of people that got better in 2023, let's say, and we're expecting big things from in 2024, is our guy Malcolm Coons, who has been on the show, man. I think this is like appearance 3 or 4 for Malcolm. He's doing it. He's doing the media thing, and we were joking after we wrapped up, and he goes, man, I'm getting a little bit better at this, and he certainly is. It helps when you're coming off a career year. It helps when you, really put your best foot forward and you're in the midst of playing your best football as a professional. But, man, it was so much fun to hang out with Malcolm, so good to kind of see him, catch up with him, kind of have our walk from the meal room up here and back down and kind of just catch up and make sure all is good in his world. And it is. And, again, it all helps when you're playing good football on Sunday, which Malcolm did in a big way in 2023. So, with that said, sit back, relax, and enjoy our conversation with one of the defensive linemen for your Las Vegas Raiders, Malcolm Coons. Malcolm, we were talking about on your way up here, year 4 now for you. I know it's making you feel, you're making me feel old though, bro.
Yeah, definitely getting up there a little bit. Yeah.
No, you still got a lot of life, a lot of football in front of you, my friend. Yeah. We got a long way to go. But appreciate you coming hanging out with us. It's good to see you guys back in the building. Feel the energy of all you dudes back in the building, getting to work. How has the off season, air quotes, been for you though?
It's been great. It's been chill. Got to rehab a little bit and stuff like that. It's always good to kind of like get away from football for a little bit and like reset. So,
you know, we talk about that reset and we've heard from so many guys, even Max, right? Like you got to take a step away a little bit, right? And maybe not an extended step, but you got to kind of get away, clear your head. Like how now going into year 4, has that process for you changed having the non-football time during the off season?
I want to say the process has changed. I think that like now being going into my year 4, I think I've like appreciate it more. Like I feel like when you're young, you don't really realize like how important it is to kind of take that step back and kind of like reset. So
yeah, and it's all part of the maturation and growing and kind of figuring out what works for you. But that's over. We're back in the building. A lot of excitement to have you dudes back here, and it's, I think it's fun for us here on the non-football side to kind of feel the energy of you guys getting back to work. For the people at home, right? Like, what do you? I know you guys aren't on the field or anything, but what do the days kind of look like for you guys now?
It's just like we work out as a team. We have like light meetings and stuff like that. We're just like putting in like the basics and stuff. So it's real chill. So
nice to be back with the group though.
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to come back in and see the guys and stuff like that. See different people, like they change their hairs or it's just random. So
who's the guy that had the hair change? You're like, man, okay, like I see you look a little different.
Zay. He did a big chop. So
oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The big chop. All right. Good to know. You know, we talk about kind of phase one and the ramp up to ultimately training camp. And then, you know, you guys will go away for the summer and come back. Up to mini camp and then go away and come back for training camp. But how important is it for you guys just to kind of be together, break a sweat, kind of understand like, all right, now we are officially kind of off and running on this 2024 marathon?
I think it's very important. this time of the year is way different than, like, training camp and stuff like that, because training camp, you're kind of training for the season. And you're, like, locking in for, like, the games that you got to play and stuff like that. And this is just, like, a good time just to be around each other. On the weekends, you hang out with each other and stuff. So it's definitely, like, it's definitely an important time.
You talk about that relationship building and certainly a big name, a big personality in that defensive line room. And right now with Christian Wilkins, I mean, I know still so early, and I know you guys are still probably feeling him out just like he's feeling you guys out. But what has it been like working with him so far?
Nah, it's been great. He's been chill. He's been cracking jokes here and there. But, yeah. I'm definitely glad that he's in the room.
Yeah, and certainly from a football perspective, I imagine the guys like you and Max and Tyree, you see him come in during free agency, and that's got to be like, oh, okay, like we're going to get a chance to really go eat in 2024.
Yeah, he definitely let everybody know in the room that he's serious, so it's great.
You know, I think what's exciting too, and we certainly saw it at the end of last year, right, once AP kind of, you know, came into the big chair. But, like, the strength of this team in 2023, and I think the expected strength of the team going into 2024 is going to be that defense, right, that defensive line, getting after the quarterback, being effective, being efficient, being explosive in all three lines of the defense. Like, for a dude like you who's going to make his money getting after the quarterback, being disruptive, like, is that fun and exciting? That, like, hey, we're kind of the identity of what we want to be in 2024. Yeah.
No, it's definitely fun. All the time in our room, we talk about us being, like, the motor of the team, like, not just the defense, but the team in general. So it's always great that, like, we feel like we have it on our shoulders and stuff like that, and we can change the outcome of how things go. So,
you know, going back to 23 for a second, though, Malcolm, you look at the numbers and career year and pretty much every metric you want to look at, the 8 sacks, the whole deal. What worked last year for you?
I pretty much just think what worked last year was just trust myself and just – taking it one step at a time, one game at a time, not, like, looking big picture or caring about this or that. So just staying to myself, I think that's what really helped.
You know, we talk about the 8 sacks, and obviously that's the number that everyone focuses on, right? That's what everyone loves to see. That's the one that gets you on SportsCenter and ESPN, NFL Network, all that places. But, like, are you, when you're in the middle of it, right, when it's week 13, let's say, like, are you kind of aware of the production, or is that something that you kind of look back on at the end of the year and be like, oh, okay, man, like, the numbers really were kind of added up for me in a positive way?
Well, the beginning of the year, I kind of had a whole bunch of, like, missed sacks, so I kind of got in the mindset of just, like, don't think about it, just rush to try to play as good as I can. So then when the sacks finally started to come, I kind of was already in, like, the habit of, like, just not even focusing on it. So as the, like, the stats kind of, like, stacked up and stuff like that, I didn't realize until after the season, like, oh, I actually did something really good. So
certainly more of an appreciation after the fact. You get definitely to look back and be like, all right, like, okay. When you go back and you do the reflection on 2023, right, as we kind of put that to bed officially, like, do you go through a process of kind of examining what worked for you, areas you want to get better, or do you say, hey, you know what, 23 was done, it was great, all eyes on to 24?
I think right now is a big process for me of, like, really analyzing the things I did well last season, and the things I need to work on, things that I struggled with. So, yeah.
So a constant kind of reevaluation, figuring out, okay, how can we get better? Malcolm, as we sit here today on Thursday the 18th, we are a week out from the 2024 NFL Draft. So put on that way back when cap for me, man. Like, what do you remember about your draft experience? That was, what, 21, right?
Yeah, 21.
What do you remember?
It was a stressful time. I wouldn't want to go through it again. I mean, I'm happy where I am, obviously, but I had an injury and stuff like that, so it was definitely stressful. So,
what do you remember about draft weekend? Because ultimately, you got a call, right? Like,
yeah,
the phone did go off. So, like, so what was that like?
It was an experience. Like, it's weird when you got, like, everybody that you know from, like, college, from people you grew up with, from just people that you met, like, along the way, all in one area, and it's like, you know everybody, but they don't know everybody, and it's kind of strange.
It's like a wedding.
Yeah, that's honestly what it is. It's like a wedding.
Yeah, that's what it is. What do you remember about, like, getting that call, right? Like, imagine that's, like, one of the moments that when you're, like, a little kid or you're playing Pop Warner or whatever it is, like, you kind of dream about getting that moment.
Yeah. I know before it, my mom tells me all the time that I was, like, super, like, antsy, like, before. Like, I couldn't, like, stay still. I couldn't watch the screen and stuff like that, just hear name after name being called. So then when I finally got the call, it just was like a big, like a whole, like, now we can actually enjoy the draft party that I was at. So
did you, I know this might be even harder to remember from way back when, but did you have any indication that the Raiders were, like, in on you, or did you think there was any chance you're going to end up here?
I knew the Raiders had an interest in me. I got a few calls, like frequent calls by them. So I knew they were interested.
The feeling of just, like, exhale after that phone call comes in. What's that like?
It feels great. And then you kind of, like, it's kind of like it feels great for that day, and then you wake up like, all right, now I need to get to work.
Well, because, I mean, and the way the schedule is now, like, rookie minicamp's, like, what, less than a week later, right? Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are here, you're in the building, you're figuring out, like, okay, what plane am I, or, you know, what flight am I getting on? Definitely. I'm going west, right, for you being in New York. Like, this is the furthest west I've gone in a hot minute. Like, I imagine it's just about, like you said, you know, happy you went through it, but probably happy you don't have to go through it again, right?
100%, yeah.
Does it bring up like any like memories like next week as you get, when the draft's here of being like, oh man, I remember that.
Yeah, I feel like every year it kind of makes you like kind of reminisce like, oh, I remember at this time I was doing this, I was training here, or I was with this person, that person. So yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun week. I think it's a fun week for obviously us in the building. It's a fun week for the league to see all these dudes like dreams come true and start on the next chapter. But we're very excited that you are here. We're very excited about the 8 sacks in 2023. We're excited about all things in 2024. And most importantly, dude, we're excited that you guys are back in the building, right? Because the offseason is a lot of fun for us. Like, we get to do vacations, get to go places for the weekend. But it's a lot better when you guys are here.
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, dude, best of luck, man. I'm sure we'll catch up with you before training camp. Congrats on everything, and best of luck going forward. All right, brother?
Thank you.
And a big thank you to Malcolm for coming to hang out with us. And again, a big thank you to our PR staff for facilitating that conversation. Even during the offseason, man, we need a little help to make sure guys get up here, get into the studio, and we can bring you guys the stories that we love to bring you. So, as I said, a week out from the old draft in Detroit, and man, we here at Silver and Black Productions very, very, very excited about what the next week has in store for us. So just a quick preview, if you will. Certainly the draft will begin on Thursday. We will be sitting here, not in this room, but in a room a little further deeper into the facility, waiting and wishing and hoping and anticipating what is going to happen in the first round of the NFL draft. We're going to have a reaction pod on Thursday night. Come Friday, we are hopefully going to sit down with the first rounder. We will kind of release that into the world on Friday. We are going to have other reaction pods coming Friday into Saturday. TBD on what the Saturday schedule and plan will look like for us. And then come early next week, our men, Bucky and Rhett, are going to do a full breakdown of everything that the Raiders did in the 2024 NFL Draft. And I would be remiss, I cannot forget to share the fact that once again, just like we have the past couple years, us in collaboration with our friends at Raider Nation Radio 920 AM here in Vegas, shameless plug alert, stream that on the app or wherever you listen to your radio content. We're going to be back for a few more draft specials again with them on Thursday and Friday of next week. So Thursday, the day of the draft, starts at 5:00. We are going to start with our draft special at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So you're getting 3 hours of quality pre-draft coverage from your friends at Silver and Black Productions. You can catch us on YouTube, again, on our app, wherever you hang out with us, the Raiders. Make sure you lock in for that. So we are 2 to 5 on Thursday. And then on Friday, day 2 of the draft, we are also going to be previewing the draft starting at 2 p.m. again. So another 2 hours of pre-draft coverage. It is going to be awesome. We love this. This is one of our favorite collaborations with our friends at Raider Nation Radio. We get to hang out, talk all things ball. It is going to be an absolute blast. And again, we are going to have so much to discuss because it really is hard to overstate just how big and important this draft is going to be for Tom Telesco, Antonio Pierce and company. But really Thursday, what that is going to mean, what that could possibly mean for the future of this organization. It is a time of year filled with hope, a time of year filled with anticipation, and most importantly, a time of year filled with excitement, because if you are not fired up, if you're not looking forward to the draft and what the Raiders are going to be able to do in the draft, well, I don't know what to tell you. But I promise you one thing. Your friends at Silver and Black Productions are going to have you covered every which way, and it is going to be a lot of fun. So we're about to get out of here. Rest up this weekend because it is going to be a long week next week. Long in the best possible sense of the term. It is going to be an absolute blast. But we are not going to get out of here before we crack an ice-cold bruchacho. And today we are going to crack an ice-cold Coors Light. We're going to crack two of them for our friends, Bucky Brooks. I've called him Bucky Books like 9 times. Bucky Books is kind of a cool name too, but Bucky Brooks is a little bit cooler. So we're going to crack an ice-cold one for Bucky Brooks and Rhett Lewis, because I mean this so seriously, right? These guys have done a phenomenal job with the Raiders NFL Draft podcast in 2024. They were awesome for season one in 2023. We were so happy with how it turned out. And candidly, the what they have put together in 2024, I think, is even better. The response that we have heard from you guys has been awesome. You guys want to hear them. You want to see them. You want to learn from their analysis. And again, Bucky and Rhett have done a phenomenal job. They've been great teammates. They've been great additions to the Silver and Black Productions team for draft season. And really, we can't thank them enough for everything they have done for our little pod network and Silver and Black Productions as a whole. So, Bucky and Rhett, this one is for you. And I don't want to put them in the sunset too early, because they're going to be back next week. I mean, we're not letting them off the hook that easily. They're going to be back early next week, or excuse me, the following week. So they're going to be back after the draft, to do a full recap on everything the Raiders did, a deep dive on all the prospects that the Raiders brought in, and it's going to be so much fun. So this one is for Bucky and Rhett. An incredible job, gentlemen. The job is not done quite yet, but as we approach the end of draft season, I just wanted to give a little love to those dudes, because they've been working their rear ends off, both for us and NFL Network, and we so greatly appreciate them. And on that note, we are out of here. Like I said, busy, 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 busy week next week. I will tweet out all of our scheduling and programming and things of that nature once we get it finalized within the next couple days. But rest easy, Raider Nation. Silver and Black Productions is going to have you covered every which way, and it is going to be a blast. So enjoy the weekend. And for Eddie Pascal, our guy Malcolm Coons, everyone else at Silver and Black Productions who helps keep our little program afloat, we thank you, thank you, thank you. And as I said, we will see you guys next week for our first of several draft episodes of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.